Here we go. Tight end. Partner up. Partner up. Here we go. So your inside foot's back. Touch. Nice. Hey, if you play vertical with your second step like that, you're going to have a chance.
Rob Boris is our tight ends coach, and Rob has had a long history of coaching at all different levels.
15 on the quick. Touch. Cool. Brace. Good.
Probably first year playing organized football was fifth grade. It was the first time you could actually go and hit somebody and not get in trouble. But really the passion for coaching started for me in college. I was an offensive lineman. I was a four-year starter at center, Division III school, DePauw University. And his passion wore off as players. And I got to the point and said, if I could find a job where I never felt like I was working, that's what I want to do.
89, 88. See how when you release with speed, the end is doing that. You just helped your left tackle. You don't want to touch him.
I had the opportunity to coach for John Robinson, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Coach Robinson was the old head coach of USC and the Los Angeles Rams at that time. And he's really become a father figure for me. He's always kind of guided me as one of the mentors. Then I had the opportunity to join the NFL in 2004, which seems like yesterday when it first started. But you look back and see a little bit more gray in the beard and you recognize that it wasn't just yesterday.
You better step with your left foot on a down flat, not your right. Slap. Now inside, inside, settle, settle, settle.
We played the LA Rams last year, and so I got to see Rob's work up close and personal as offensive coordinator and how he attacked defenses and just his big picture perspective on offensive play.
Good. Hey, just be careful about your outside hand still. Punch that, right? Hand and foot together right there.
I got a call a day or two after getting the job here in Buffalo from Greg Olson, who's Carolina's tight end. Rob was Greg's tight ends coach in Chicago, and Greg said to me, hey, if you're looking to hire a great tight end coach, he's one of the best I've ever been around. And so hearing that sealed the deal.
You're taking a step, and then you're going to try to get over the top.
The best part of being a position coach is the relationship that you build within the classroom. And I missed that last year, being a coordinator.
Touch. Oh, there it is, Logan. Excellent.
So to be able to get back in the classroom and spend the time with the guys, that's to me what this is all about. So having the opportunity to join Coach McDermott's staff here was something that, I jumped at.
He's a seven. He's going to pirate step inside foot. Run! Finish!
I like to have fun.
So, eyes! Oh, you got to take three steps.
I'm going to run around as best as I can at this age and at this size, but I'm going to run around and make sure these guys, play hard and that they sense that same sort of energy and enthusiasm from their coach.
Hey, Keith, don't reach. You can't change direction. Short strides.
In the tight end meeting room, it says it starts with finish. And so it takes no talent to play hard. So I always want to make sure that their effort screams off the tape.
Set. Oh, there it is, Jason Press. Good break.
Part of being tight ends, you have to be unselfish. Sometimes it might be making six or seven catches in a game. Other times you're going to be asked to protect, and obviously we're going to run the ball as well as anybody, so you're going to have to be able to block. We have those types of guys here on roster, and I think they've bought in and excited about seeing what's going to happen.
When we catch a ball, we are bringing that ball back to the line of scrimmage with it high and tight. Did I talk about that? If you do the little things right, we're going to go somewhere you guys have never gone. You follow me?
Coaching is teaching, and you have to be able to communicate, and you have to have the organizational skills.
To me, that's a great angle. Go get it.
Part of Rob's role is to be another set of eyes for Rick Dennison as our offensive coordinator, and I think that's worked well together so far.
Habits are good or bad. Which one are we going to create? Starts with me, goes to you, and then it's accountability.
It's a culture, and we want to make sure that you're creating the winning habits, not just necessarily on Sundays, but that's in every facet of our life. It's hard to do, but Coach has a way about him, and he's setting a tone and a standard that we all have to live up to, whether it's as coaches or as players.
Head up on the tackle, pound drive. That's how you stay square.